from San Diego. Hi, everybody. My name is Dana Peretti. I'm an alcoholic. And I want to thank Dini for asking me to come. I've been here in a very long time. Congratulations to all the celebrants. Happy anniversary. And I get it. I got here very young. I came to AA when I was 17. And I looked around the room and I saw a sea of old faces. And old at that time was 30. I'm 34 now. It's not old, just in case you're wondering. Not even a little bit. And I looked around and I was like, oh my, like this is it. My life is over. I am in hell. And it was just, I didn't even understand what you guys were doing. So if you're new and you don't understand what's going on here, I always say good because you're not supposed to. I mean, I didn't know big book, 12 steps, holding hands, going out for dinner after. Like, who, what? I don't want to hang out with you people. I don't want to be here now, let alone hang out with you afterwards, you know? And I got sober in Jersey. This isn't a California accent, in case you're wondering. And our meetings are an hour. We get her done. You're in, you're out in an hour. It's phenomenal. Loved it. And so I was like the sneaking in, you know, coming in late, leaving early, all that fun stuff, you know. And I was, I couldn't stay sober. Like, I like legitimately couldn't stay sober. You know, when I started drinking when I was 11, and it took over my life. Like, it just took over. And all the things that I said I wasn't going to do, I was doing. And in high school, you know, I went from being, like, class president, honor roll student, going to go to a good college, all this stuff, to, like, barely graduate. Like, literally, they're, like, they read two lists at the end of the year. One, people who might not graduate because of attendance. The other, for people who might not graduate because of grades. I was on both of those lists. And I couldn't figure out, like, what the problem was. You know what I mean? And my whole thing was, like, I got this. Like, I'm doing good. Like, you know, when my grades were good and everything was good, I was like, I'm good, so leave me alone. You know? Like, I don't have to answer to anybody. You know what I mean? And I really believe that if the outside looked good, then it didn't matter what else I was doing, you know? And then what happened was, you know, I always say this, for me, worlds just started to collide. And I stopped taking showers, and I stopped brushing my teeth, and I stopped going to school, and I stopped doing my homework, and I stopped showing up for life, you know? I did what I wanted to do with no regards to anybody around me. And I really just thought that, like, the only person that my alcoholism affected was me. Like, I honestly, truly thought that. And I was, you know, having breakfast with a friend this morning, and I was talking about my parents, and I was like, God, like, I was a terror. Like, I really put them through hell. I stole from them. I lied to them. I brought people in their house. I like, did everything that I did to them. If somebody brought that into my house, I would shoot you. Like, literally. And I'm a pacifist. Do you know what I mean? Like, so, I can't even believe that, like, those were the things that I did. And there, the amends that I make to my parents today is, truly, it is ongoing. You know, I got here when I got here when I was 17. I stayed when I was 18 because I legitimately ran out of options. There was nothing left. I had no other choices. This was the best I could come up with, and I was 18 years old. And so it was really sad. Sad, sad, sad. And they shipped me off to a halfway house in the middle of Hunterdon County, New Jersey, which if you took a head count to deer to people, the deer would have won, hands down, no doubt about it. And I got my first sponsor, and I got sober in a town where they talked a lot about not drinking and going to meetings and not too much about working the steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I am by no means a big book thumper. I don't have time to memorize the book, mostly because I have a life. But if you do, that's wonderful. That's so, I mean, like, I don't, God bless you. You know what I mean? I just have other things to do. So, but I went to meetings where people did that. They memorized the book, and I just thought, God, you must have, like, how do you have that kind of time, you know? But anyway, but so I met this woman, and Jessica had 7 sponsors. She was 5 years sober. She got sober at 16. She was 21 years old. She had 7 sponsors, none of which had taken her through the steps. She had this woman, Joy, and Joy was taking her through the steps, and it is only by the grace of God that I got her, because everybody else that I was getting sober with was not being taken through the work. They were not drinking, and they were going to the meetings. And I knew that for me that wasn't going to work. And so Jessica, she took me through the book, and she took me to these meetings out in the middle of nowhere, and she introduced me to people who were praying and meditating on a daily basis. and who weren't just like talking about the solution, but were like living the solution and weren't talking about how wonderful their lives were all the time, but talking about the struggles that they had and what they were doing and how they were making mistakes. And I didn't hear that at first. And I was with my girlfriend last night and, you know, we were hanging out and my life is so full. Like, I just have to say, my life really is just so full today. I have a job today that I could not even imagine. If you would have told me 15 years ago that I was going to be a nurse, I would have given you the finger and walked away. Like, I never could have imagined my grand sponsor is a hospice nurse, and that's what I get to do. And I remember when I met her, when one day, like, we were going, and she was, like, you know, exchanging, like, doing her on-call thing, and she was like, you know, did anybody die? No. And I'm like, oh, my God, like, how do you do that, you know? And I just think, for me, it's the best job in the world, and I love it, and I adore it, and I get to work with amazing people, and God is so much a part of my work, you know, and I have amazing friends, and I practice yoga on a regular basis, and I just started rock climbing very badly, but I love it. And I have friends all over. And so my life is so full today because of Alcoholics Anonymous. And, you know, when I was with my girlfriend last night, and like I was saying when I got sober, you know, I heard these people talking about making mistakes and talking about all these things, and it didn't register. Like, I really thought I was going to come in here, I was going to do this work, and I was going to be perfect. Everything was going to be perfect, you know? And I didn't get the humanness. I didn't get that, like, I was not going to, like, the best I was ever going to be was human, that I was going to make mistakes, that I was still going to get angry, and that I was going to have bad days. And so what was happening was, and no one told me that everything was going to be roses and butterflies. You people didn't lie to me. I don't know where, I made that up somewhere along the road, but so what was happening was when I would have those bad days or when I would get angry or have any of these negative feelings, I would think that I'm a bad person, I'm doing something wrong, there's something wrong. I'm not doing this the way it's supposed to be done. And at about 8 years of sobriety, I was in a really bad space. I just left New York City, and I was moved back to New Jersey to finish school. I'd done therapy in and out of my sobriety, but anyway, I'd gone to see this therapist, and she couldn't help me, so they sent me to a nun. That was, like, the best, that they were like, okay, we don't know what to do. Go see this nun. And Rita was literally the best thing that ever happened to me. I'm not Catholic. I love organized religion. I'm one of those weirdos who loves it, and I love it all of it. My morning prayer practice consists of a Catholic contemplative prayer. I read from a Muslim prayer book. I do Hindu chants. I mean, I really incorporate it all, and I love it, you know what I mean? And so that's me, you know? But so I went to see this nun, and I love Catholics. I love nuns. Like, I love them. I love nuns. I just adore them. And this woman, she was amazing. And so my prayers at that time were, God, please fix me. Please help me. And she said to me, Dana, God is not going to fix something that is not broken. You are not broken. If you are here in Alcoholics Anonymous, you are not broken. You are perfect. You are exactly where you're supposed to be. And you are just living the example of the divine, right? So it's this idea, and it talks about it in the book, right? That there is this idea, this light, this divine, whatever you want to call it, this God that resides in all of us. And sometimes what happens is what these steps, what they allow us to do is they allow us to shift through the crap, you know, the fear, the anger, and the sadness and all that stuff, the happiness, the joys, all of it. They allow it to move out of the way. So that way you can get to that light. And when that light comes out, that is the reality. That's the divine truth. That is the God in me. And it is in that place that I can meet the God in you. When I'm full of all of that stuff, even when it's the good stuff, right? When I'm holding on to the good stuff, when I don't believe that it is all impermanent, that as much as I love my job today, I love my apartment today, I love my friends today, I love my family today, all of that is very impermanent. This moment is all that we have. And this is the moment where God exists. And when I know that in this moment, I am perfect, I am doing the best that I can with what I have been given as a result of these 12 steps, then I am okay. And I will leave you with this. This is a prayer that my wonderful, my friend Bob, who got sober in LA, and he would always say that we did not do it right in New Jersey at all. And so when I moved out here, I was like, Jesus Christ, you people do not know what you're doing. But anyway, And I hope that if you got, so I always say this, I hope that if you, you know, I got sober in Hunterdon County, New Jersey. My home group was Ringo's Thursday night speaker meeting. Meets at 8 p.m. And if you ever find yourself in the middle of the woods in New Jersey, 8 p.m., check out that meeting. It's the best meeting in Alcoholics Anonymous, I think. And I think that's the best place to get sober. And if you got sober in San Diego, California, I really hope that you believe that this is the best place to get sober. But I will leave you with this. And my friend Bob shared this with me when I was 9 months sober. And this is the prayer that I end my prayer and meditation practice with in the morning, and I've been doing so for 15 years. He said, Dana, thank God for the day that God has planned for you, and thank him for all the people that he has to put in your life that day. That way, no matter what happens, everything that happens is an answer to prayer. Thank you for letting me share.